I'll tell you that Pligi Rabbanan Alei of Shimon Ben Gamliel. Maybe the Rabbanan not good of Shimon Ben Gamliel. And they take a say no, that two is good. And maybe Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan. So Mar says, no, the Yomer Rabbi Avur, Bavua said that Shnayim Shadonu L'divri Akul and Dinayim Din. So you see from Rabbi Avur, like everybody holds like a Shimon Ben Gamliel. That everybody holds that if two Dayanim passed in a Din by Mamnis, it means nothing. So it's a Kasha and Shmuel. So Mar says, what kind of Kasha is this? Gavra, Gavra, Karamis. Yes, in the Kasha and Rabbi Avur to Shmuel, Rabbi Avur is also only an Amorah. So true, Rabbi Avur, Taka argues. But it doesn't say that the Rabbanan don't argue with Shimon ben Gamliel. That he does not say. It's only a bavua. So Shmuel argues. Shmuel holds no that there is a chachamim that argue with Shimon ben Gamliel, and Shmuel paskins like the chachamim. Rabbi Yavua, he's an amar. He could argue on Shmuel, but it's no kasha on Shmuel. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Yavua the Shmuel. Shmuel saw a plagi Rabbanan aled of Shimon ben Gamliel. So it's not a kasha. You can't ask a kasha from one amar on another amar. Shmuel argues on a bavua. But it says Nagufa. What we just say, Omer Rabbi Avur, Rabbi Avur holds that Shnayim Shadonu Dine Momnis, the Divrei Akel and Dineim Din. Rabbi Avur holds that if two Dayanim sit down, the Din is nothing. Because you need at least three Dayanim. Two is not good. For the Gemara is that true? Eisva Rabbi Kasha. Eisva Rabbi Abba or Rabbi Avur. Rabbi Abba asked the Kasha to Rabbi Avur. It says Alocha, we'll have later on, having more about the Kama, that Don es adin. Let's say a dayan paskin the din, and the zikr es achayiv, he made a mistake when he paskin. He said that the person that's chayiv, he said he's potter. Reus vachayiv es azakoi. He said the person that's potter, he said he's chayiv. And the chura dan es adin means a yochid, one person. Rashi says, b'mumcha, it's talking about one mumcha. Yeah. No. Rashi, dan es adin, Rashi says, b'mumcha, like we can't say something about a mumcha. The Ritani says, from hoi mumcha lebezdin. So mashma, it's not a mumcha, it's just one person. Don as a din is mashma, one person made a din. So mashma, clearly one dayan could be a dayan, even though he's not a mumcha. So it's the kashan Rabbi Avua. Avua says that even two is no good. And here it says clearly that don as a din, if one dayan paskin the shalom, he paskin wrong, so what or else? Time as a tor, he paskin wrong, he was metame something that's supposed to be tor. Tiyar as a time, he made something tor that's supposed to be tome. So the locher is mashar sawasli. What he did is good. It's called a good psak. We leave it that way. Or mishalani beisai. But if he made a hezek, if he caused damage, like he made somebody pay when he wasn't supposed to pay, so he made him lose money, the dayan has to pay him back. Like he's a mazik, he has to pay him back. But our kolpanim, it says clearly the din is a good din. Rashi mishalani the pirkei. Rashi says the pirkei lekaman look at law shenosav nosam biyad, where he took the money and gave it over. So it's not called stam agroma, it's called more like a mazik, therefore it's chayiv. But our koparim, it says clearly the din is good. So the kashan Rabbi Avua, that he says even two is nothing. So Mara says, hocha b'may haskinin. I'll tell you, no, we're talking about over here. The kiblu ala alayu. It's a special case where the mal, when the loy, with the two bali dvorim, they were makabal upon themselves to trust one dayan. Because mikra din, you need at least three to make a din, a real din Torah. But if the Bali Dvorim themselves accept upon themselves to go to one person and to accept whatever he says, that's also good. Here we're talking about the Kiblu Olayu. They accept it upon himself. If so, if they accepted upon themselves whatever he said, so it's not like the Pshat they accepted the Din Torah, they accepted whatever he says. If so, even though he said something wrong, why should he have to pay from his house? They accepted upon themselves whatever he would say. Sumar says no. The Yomule, the Baladvorim, told this Dayan, Dayan Talon Din Torah. We're accepting upon you, but we want to hear a Din Torah from you. We don't want to just hear what you have to say. Like, we're relying upon you, you're going to tell us what the Din Torah is. And therefore, since you made a mistake on the Din Torah, you have to pay for it. But I call part of the reason why the Din is called a good Din here, only because the Baladvorim accepted upon himself to trust this one person. But if they don't accept upon him, they want to have him also dying, also bezdin. A bezdin has to be a three. That's Rabbi Avua Shiti. You can't have two. We pass him like that. We pass him that two is not called a bezdin. You always have to have at least three dayanim. Oh, Malay Rav Safa Rabbi Abba, Titoya B'mai. What type of a mistake did he make over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Toya B'dva Mishni made a mistake that says in the Mishnah, Rashi says, She Mishnah Mefresh She Tobo. There's an often a Mishnah that says opposite. The Mishnah says, in this case, you're potter, and he said, you're chayiv. If so, such a big mistake, If a dayan makes a mistake on something that says clearly in the Mishnah, chayzer, he has the right to retract. So before it's mashma, the din is a good din, you can't retract, just you have to pay. Why? If he made such a big mistake, the din is not called din, it could be chayzer. Rashi says it means machzer es adin v'yena mishal nebeisoi. Chidra dover mefurushu, ain't din a din, that's not called a din. Like you make a mistake different than the Mishnah says, that's not called a din at all. And therefore, you have a right to be chayzer. To tell the person, I made a mistake, I made you pay money for nothing, give back the money. So that can't be pshat over here, because here it says, the din is a good din, just we make the dying pay. So what type of a mistake did he make over here? Ela detoy b'shikol adas. Here we're talking about he made a mistake in svara, his own seichel. What his own mind told him, he made a mistake, not in exactly what it says in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara explained, hey chidami b'shikol adas. What does it mean he made a mistake with his own mind, he thought wrong? What does that mean? Amar Rav Papa, to go like this, trei tanoi, betray amaroi, the pligi adogi, the hadadi. It's a machloikis. It's a machloikis tanoim, whether you potter chayiv, and it's a machloikis amaroim. So we don't know what to do. It's not brought down in any Mishnah clearly who we paskin like. It's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch clearly. We paskin like him, we paskin like him. It's open. Now, the sugin diyama liba dechad minayu. The sugin diyama means, vashal hilach din kechad minayu, v'yozali v'yov akiduch. That sugin diyama means most people hold that the locher is like Rebbe, let's say. The Yozaliyu, this dying went now, the Yavad Kiddich, and he passed at the other one. That's called Shikladas. In other words, we can't say clearly he's wrong, because it's a machlekes. But like the Velt is Makubo to go one way, and he now went the other way. That's called making a mistake in Shikladas. Hainu Shikladas, that's called Shikladas. So in such a case, to say the psak that he made is wrong, we can't say. We can't say it's not a Din Torah. Therefore, we have to leave the Din Torah alone. What happened, happened. Just since you're wrong, because the hilach, the oilam, paskins like the other man, the yama, therefore we say to you, you have to pay back for the loss that you caused.
The one who gained, if you keep the gain?
Yeah. That's called din is din, right. Now the Gemara says, let's say it's a machlekes tanoim. That what Hodi Amirashi says, Hodi Aminin, the Shmuel Rebavua pligi. After we say it's a machlekes Shmuel and Rebavua, if two dayonim paskin is it called a good din or not, maybe it's a machlekes tanoim. Lema, let's say ketanoi. Why? It says clearly, Bitsua bishloisha, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds Bitsua, Rashi says that's a pshara. Even when you go to a bezdin, just to have a compromise. That's the mindset we do bizmanazer. Bizmanazer, when you go to a dine, you don't really go to hear a din Torah, because for a din Torah, you're not going to take any money, and bizmanazer, they don't take a lot of money. Right? They don't take a lot of money. So therefore, what we do today is always called a pshara. Pshara means it's not really a din Torah. We're not saying we're going to tell you exactly what the din Torah is, but we make pshuras, we make a compromise. And for that, they're allowed to take money. That's what they do, bizman is there. So, but here it says that, bitsua b'shloisha, even just to go for a compromise, also you have to have three dayonim. Divu Rabbi Meir. The chachom mar nechom say, pshara b'yochid. No, it's enough to have a compromise just with one. That's a machlekes Rabbi Meir nechom. Now, what's on say? Savru, the Gemara thought to say, Rashi said, "Mizra Rabbanan Amaroi Bnei Yeshiva." They thought to say like this: that the Kula Yam everybody holds Makshinim Pshara Ladin. That whatever halacha there is by a din Torah, the same thing applies to a pshara, to a compromise. The difference is just that for din Torah you can't take money, for a pshara you can take money, but the halachas are the same. So my life isn't it then? Borki Miflugi, the Ma'asav a din b'shleisha. I tell you, Rabbi Meir holds that a din of din imamnis has to be with three dayanim, and therefore Pshar also has to have three dayanim. Umas of the Chum old know that din b'shnayim, din is enough less than three, two or even one is enough. Therefore, he says Pshar is enough with one. So that's the Gemara wanted to say. Let's say some achlekes tanoim. Gemara says, Lord, there's no proof. I tell you, the kuliyam everybody holds din b'shleish. It could be both Rabbi Meir and the Chum hold that if you go to have a din Torah, then you need three dayanim. Less than that is no good. Avad, you need three dayonim. For hocha bokim iflugi, hit the machlokes like this. To ma'asava makshinim pshara ladin, true, Rabbi Meir holds that you go for a pshara, for compromise, has the same halacha like a psak din. Just like by a psak din, you have to have three dayonim. Rabbi Meir holds for pshara also you have to have three dayonim. O ma'asava, the chomod no, loy makshinim pshara ladin. We don't learn out pshara from din. That for a din you need three, but for pshara it's enough to have two. enough to have even one. In other words, says Leima, let's say Tlosa Tanoi B'Pshara. Let's say there's a three-way machlokes nuchas pshara. Then what sofa we had Rabbi Meir sofa b'shloisha. Rabbi Meir, you have to have three. Shimon Gamliel sofa liyel b'shnayim. He said before you have to have two for pshara. For Rabban and the Polag are Rabbi Meir sofa b'yachid. So who is a three-way machlokes tanoim? How many dayonim do you need to go for a pshara? Do you have to have three, two, or one? The mas sofa b'shloisha. Sorry, Meir shita. The mas sofa b'shnayim b'shimin. Shimon Gamliel, Umasav biyachad, the chum over here. Om Ravacha bred Ravika, Vitaim Rav Yema, Bashalmiya, Man diyomachrei, Afiluchad nami, maybe no. That's what Shimon Gamliel before said, that Hadin Vishleisha, Pshor Vishnayim, that he said Pshor Vishnayim could be Lavdavka. He did not mean that for a compromise you have to have two. Maybe he admits really one is also, at the chum say over here. Vahai diyomachrei, why did he say two? Like an Eitz Tov commandment, give me good advice. Ki heichad lehevi alei sahadi, in order that you should have edus. Like you're going to a din, good, you're not asking for din Torah. You're asking for a pshara. I want to hear your compromise, what your das would say. But whatever he says, it's good to have edus on that. Like he didn't say you're chayiv, so if you only have one person there, when they go out, the other one would say, he didn't say you, he didn't say I'm chayiv, he said you're chayiv. You don't have any edus. So it's a good advice, that when you have your pshara, there should always be two people there. Let always be two people. So they all have edus on what they said. But really, one is enough. Yeah, they could write it down, but they could, but don't. I'm Ravash, yeah. But not that you need two, one would also be enough. So there's only one machlokes, there's only one, there's only two shittas. Either three or one. Omer Ravash, Ravash says like this. Shema mina v'mir, it's a proof that pshara ain't a tzricha kinyan. When they make a pshara, you do not have to have a kinyan over there. Why? These sakadaita tzricha kinyan, you have to have a kinyan. So lamandi yama tzricha tlosa, if you only have to have three, lomali, what do you have to have three for? Tisagi betray velikmi minei. Like, if they're making a kinyan means whatever he says, I'm going to make a kinyan. Like, if kinyan means that the compromise is that you have to pay $50. And what do you do with that? Right away you make a kinyan that you're machayv yourself. So if you're going to make the kinyan, then you don't need three there. Like, you can make the kinyan in front of two Adam also. So what do you have to have three for? Like, there's not really any eschaivis because of the three that you got him here. The eschaivis, what's the obligation here? Because you made a kinyan. So make a kinyan in front of two would also be enough. What purpose do you have to have three? Since he says he has to have three, it's a proof you don't need a kinyan. And therefore we tell you three, because what's the obligation? What's the eschaivis? The three, not the kinyan. There's a Kenyan sud, any type of Kenyan you want. A Kenyan. Kenyan sud, any Kenyan. Any Kenyan make a schaibus on what? The schaibus, after they made a pshara saying you have to pay $50, we want you to make a Kenyan now that you're machayiv yourself to pay it. So once you make the Kenyan, you can't retract. That's the schaibus. What? That doesn't help. That doesn't help. That's not a Kenyan.
So what's the purpose of when you request a Kenyan at the beginning?
Maybe it's also you makabla, that's something else. You makabla upon yourself what the pshara would be. You accept upon yourself what they say. But that's good if you have three. Here we're going now that after they say it, you make a kinyan, so you don't need three. The eschaivus is the kinyan, not the pshara. The Ilkos of the Gemara says, "Let's halacha of pshara sricha kinyan echnami." When you have a pshara, it's like you have to make a kinyan. Rashi says, "We have filu nasas b'shloisha." No, halacha is even though you make it with three, still you need a kinyan. In other words, the eschaivus has to be because of the kinyan, and that's tam because you makabel the pshara. You need a kinyan. That's halacha. All right, I'll turn over. Praises just says the Hilchos of Pshara Tzricha Kinyan for Hodol Esagim which is wise enough to then Shem Nevikim my Kinyan Betoyis Lebiki B'Pshara Shap. Like we're partially afraid that maybe two would not know to make the right Pshara. Therefore, we tell you to have three. But even though you have three, the Eschayiv is what's the obligation because of the Kinyan. Tan Rabban, what's the price like this? Kishem Shadin B'Shloisha, the same way a Pesach Din. To go to Dayonim. It has to be three Dayonim to pass in the Dinim Omnis. Kach Bitzua B'Shloisha. Like Ramei Shita. The same way if you just go for Pshara, for a compromise, you also have to have three Dayonim.